Lake Winnebago has the distinction of being the only freshwater lake in the U.S. that's wholly contained in one state and is visible from space. Still, Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson says it's taken for granted, even though it pumps nearly $250 million each year into local economies.
It contributes approximately $230 million to the local economy. It's a really big deal. And this is really the first time that the community surrounding Lake Winnebago, everything from Calumet to Winnebago to Fond du Lac and Outagamie and the communities within it, have a chance to reach out to the public, find out about their concerns, where they see the value in Lake Winnebago.
The counties are using a $50,000 grant from the State Department of Natural Resources to gather comments on the Winnebago watershed. The first session is Tuesday in Appleton. Nelson expects to hear concerns about algae blooms, fishing, and especially boating access and landing fees.
They may talk about how if they go into one part of the lake in one county, perhaps there's different rules and regulations. Another part, a different set of rules and so forth. We've been doing this now for several weeks, and so we've been getting some feedback from everyone, from boaters to anglers, sturgeon spears. People come out to High Cliff State Park.
Nelson says the counties may band together to institute a comprehensive set of fees and rules. More in-person sessions will be held later this week in the various locales. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.